This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He said it.
I didn't hear it. I did not.
What?
Did you hear it, Rev?
What?
We didn't hear it here. At least Rev confirmed it. My ears could be faulty, but not Rev's ears, by golly. Anyway, we're live and raring to go. Hello, Todd. How are you today? Happy Wednesday.
I'm good. How are you?
Nice to see you. How's it going? Wonderful, wonderful, fabulous, great. So much to do, so little time. Oh, my gosh, what to talk about. What to talk about? It's a dilemma, ladies and gentlemen, when we come to the microphone every day. I had a sense that, and I could be completely wrong about this, and I actually hope I am, but I have a sense that some of the awful, horrific, biased, slanted, vitriolic media coverage towards Donald Trump is taking the luster, the shine, the enthusiasm away from the rank and file.
You may not be wrong
about that. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that buzzer will go off. I really do. So I was thinking about that today. I thought, gosh, I just wonder, you know, people that have been feeling so emboldened that finally, someone would be in the White House that would restore law and order. And he's done so many things already, it's unbelievable. But, of course, he is not only fighting a political opposition in the Democratic bloc and the swamp and all of that. It's the media, too. They're all in on this. So they, I mean, I don't know how that, that's why when I see approval rating at 38%, I think, well, who, I'm amazed it's at 38%. I'm surprised it's not 3. Because, sadly, not everybody gets under the hood enough to know what's really going on. They watch an evening newscast, read a newspaper, and go, oh, guy's a scoundrel. He colluded with Russia to steal the election. You know, I mean, that's what you'd think if you follow the mainstream media. But you know what? I thought, nah, we're not going to go there today. You know why? Our listeners are smarter than that. I don't even need to ask. I'll save it for a future show. Then I saw a story about Heidi Heitkamp and how she's raised all this money first quarter of 2017, which is leading some people. It's political fear is what it is. You raise a bunch of money. Which I guess explains why she's been nowhere in North Dakota other than these fluffy events. And a lot of folks, well, where is she? Why don't we hear from her Dakota Access Pipeline? Where? Well, she's raising money. And the idea of raising money is having money in the bank so that you can go see how powerful and unbeatable this campaign is. It's kind of a puff your chest deal, you know, a political thing. It really means nothing because Byron Dorgan went and raised a bunch of money and then didn't run. And then he could fund, all of his, political stuff after because you can, I forget how the rules are, but you get to, you know, keep a fair amount of it if you use it within sort of some realm of like a campaign or some other cause. I know of at least one donor who said, no, thank you. I'll be getting that money back. Took a while, but I believe they finally got it back too from Byron Dorgan. So it doesn't mean a whole lot. So why waste time on that? Right. And next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here so we can cover all the latest on whether the American Health Care Act is coming back off the mat and how that might happen. I see Minnesota Congressman Colin Peterson has said, you got my vote, just exempt us from Obamacare here in Minnesota. Isn't that beautiful? I love it. When Democrats say, get me out of the hell of Obamacare and then I'll vote for this new deal, you know how bad the old one is. I just love it. And it has been a mess in Minnesota. So Anyway, and the whole Susan Rice story, kind of curious where that ends up. We can cover all that, Rand Paul and his dramatic change on trying to get something done on Obamacare. So those are all stuff we could talk about. First of all, when we say what's on your mind, you get to decide all this anyway. In other words, that's why we call it what's on your mind. You just tell us, whatever that might be. But I'll start with what's on my mind. So what is today? Wednesday? I don't know. The other day, I wasn't home, but one of the kids, I think it was at the Twins game. And one of the kids, Haley or Hannah, I forget which, answered the door. There's a young man at the door, and the young man at the door hands the our daughter a flyer. And it's kind of a little bit of a life story and also a plan for the summer of 2017. And the young man, his name is Seth Bittner, and he's kind of got his life story on here. Started, I think, I don't know if he was born in Beach, North Dakota, or, you know, moved it a later year, but Beach, North Dakota, then to Fargo South High. Been a varsity golf member since the ninth grade, and he's going to take on the Minnesota 2017 PGA Tour. And so he has, you know, the tour schedule and the fees and everything here. On, you know, what he needs to be able to pull all this off. It's like $400 or something. $400 in registration fees and, you know, some miscellaneous costs. And I think what he's doing is going door to door saying, hey, you know, would you be interested in donating? I'm gonna do this summer. But at the bottom of this, and I don't know how long this youngster is. I really don't. Says a varsity golf member since ninth grade, but I'm guessing high school. Here's a photo of him in the flyer, and he's a youngster. And at the bottom of this, it says, life lessons learned. Now, Todd, I don't know how many high schoolers you've interacted with in your day. You know, friends of the kids, whatever. I would say a fair amount in my day. I don't recall one of them that ever said, you know, here's my life lessons. I'm sure a few of them have them and, you know, maybe some goals and whatnot. But just right there, I'm impressed. You know, I'm saying life lessons from a youngster. Would you agree? Is that...
Yeah.
Is something to be impressed about? Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It struck me as, wow, life lesson. So I'm now intrigued. I'm going to read this. He has 15 of them here. One, luck does not exist. Pretty good. Two is really good. Really good. You ready? In caps, slow down. Rediscover your joy. How many high schoolers, how many youngsters talk about slowing down and rediscovering your joy? Shazam moment there, too.
Like,
three.
Like to think that wouldn't come up so early in life, but, you know.
Yeah. But in everything, I mean, that's very good advice.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Because we all run around like chickens with our heads cut off sometimes, right? I got to go here, I got to go there, oh, I'm late for this, oh, I got to go there. Ah! This is life, right? You get the kids to school, and oh, I got to get back to work, and oh, I got to go there, and oh, I got to pick this up. And it's kind of hard to be joyful when you're just running around like that. Three, you control what you think. Do not get stuck in your head. Oh, I love that one. My dad used to say, stinking thinking. Stinking, that's a stinking thing. Number four, let go. There's always another shot waiting for you. There's a little golf connection, obviously, right? Don't lament a bad shot for the next five shots. Five, talent is a myth. Be consistent. Six, practice self-love. That's pretty profound, too. Seven, reflect often. Eight, breathe. How often do we not take time? Just breathe. Rediscover that joy. Nine, remember the positive C's, clarity, commitment, confidence. 10, release the negative C's, compare, complain, and criticize. 11, take 100% responsibility. 12, you are amazing. 13, play with your heart. 14, trust the process. That one's big. 15, smile. Golf is just a game, and so is life. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So here's what I want to know. Young Seth Bittner, gave us some life lessons to choose from. What are your life lessons? Tell me. 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, do you want to do another minute yet? Or
am I a minute early? I think I've taken Seth's life lessons close to heart. Well, I was going to slow down.
I thought that break was my joy. A little early. I'm like, no, I think we still got another minute.
Did I miss a memo or something here? Because I didn't hear any music, and I thought it was too early.
You guys didn't listen very well. Because I said life lessons learned, slow down.
Slow down.
See? Yeah, breathe.
Hey, Scott.
I was breathing. I was reflecting.
Scott,
slow down
and take the entire time to 1650. And then...
Yeah. What's your life lessons? Tell me, folks.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Play ball! The calendar has flipped to April, and that means Twins baseball is back. The Twins look to right the ship with new front office personnel and loads of young talent on the roster. Stay tuned all spring and summer long for highlights, news, and scores of your favorite baseball team. A proud sponsor of our coverage and of Minnesota Twins baseball saying, Go Twins, is Sweeney Cleaners. We got the bases covered for you on the 2017 Twins season, and it's brought to you by Sweeney Cleaners, the professional choice.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Of us believe the benefits of oil and gas development in North Dakota far outweigh the impacts. Isn't that something? Good for the economy, brings money into the state, adds jobs, increases American energy security. 69% of us positive reactions to oil and gas development for those very reasons. I love it. The energy of North Dakota for our state, for the entire country. one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550. Anyway, I thought those life lessons were pretty good. 15. So what are your life lessons? What would you add to the list? What do you have on your list? Tell me. 701-258-0550. You can also text us. Scott, 701-367-2054. Todd, at 701-226-8503. One texter says, question, why isn't President Trump's picture hanging at the Bismarck Post Office? I don't know. Todd, do you have the number for the postmaster?
I'm sure we can come up with that.
If you find it, let me know. We'll get that listener an answer. Yeah. Scott and Kildare, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. Wanted to talk about this young man that was trying to solicit the money to go play golf. And I was thinking one of his life lessons that he hasn't learned is how to get a job and save a little money to pay his own way.
Well, I don't know that he's not probably paying part of his own way. I don't know. You know,
well,
just
you
looking
know,
at the schedule here, if you so you got the tournament is June 21 in Park Rapids, and then the 26th in Bemidji, and then July 5th at the Meadows, which would be, I guess, Moorhead, July 12th in Fargo, 18th in Detroit Lakes, 19th in at Wildflower, 24th Grand Forks, 25th Kings Walk, August 1 Oxbow. So you take a pretty good chunk of the summer just going to tournaments, but you know, I hear you. Outside of that, there's other ways to do it. I suppose you're.
Practicing. Well, and that's the point I'm making, that it seems like a lot of people are into more of the marketing themselves rather than actually going out and getting a job. You know, GoFundMe. Fund me to go play golf. Fund me to go have fun. So I guess that's just the point I was trying to make, that maybe he does have a job and couldn't supply all the funds, but
I think you're raising a good point, and I think that if you know this was your son or daughter, you might say, "Hey, I'd rather you do it that way than another way." I just think I never mind people being creative in fundraising, right? Because there's people who will give and like to give, and obviously this young man coming to our door, well, I don't have to give him $5, right? I can hear him out, I can take his flyer and say thanks, goodbye, right? There is, on the other hand, going out and asking, coming up with a plan that will serve this young man well. There's some benefit in putting together a plan and going out and making the case that, hey, I'm trying to get better. I'm spending all my time practicing or playing, so I really need a little help to do this. Would you be willing to do that? No. Okay, fine. Go to the next door, right? And if he learns the lesson that it takes 7 or 8 or 9 no's to get to a yes, he might use that to go on to be the world's best salesman. So, but I hear you. There's another way to say, you know, I'm not asking anybody for any money. And I'll go out and raise it myself and work till midnight if I have to. You know, it's to each his own. You know, I don't fault him.
Anyway, that was my point.
I think it's a fair point. I think it's just a good example of how you can go, a number of different ways to skin a cat, as they say. But I'm not going to be critical of him for that, because I think the way he's chose to do it is a tough one. It's not easy to go out and raise the bucks. Bob in Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. I had to call you about something that was said yesterday when you got that call or that recording from that gentleman that said that he was glad that Freedom Caucus was there. And I don't know, I guess that really struck me hard, that I think about all the volunteers the Republican Party across the U.S. has had in the last 20-some years to go door-to-door, make calls to raise money, put up yard signs, take elderly people to vote, and then we get the majority in both houses and the presidency, and we got 30 guys undermining what we want to do. And they have no idea how many hours we're put into this. So anyway, you don't have to comment on that or not, but my other question for you this morning is, what's Heidi going to do if it's an up-and-down vote later this week? Is she going to still vote for Gorsuch, or now that's an up and down vote, is she going to go back and vote with her party? I think she was saying something safe when she knew they couldn't get 60 votes, so she was going to vote for him because 2-3 Democrats weren't going to help the Republicans get to 60. So what's your comment, Scott?
Yeah, I think on Heidi's vote, I think she knew that once she says she's voting for him, she's pretty much got to assume that he's going to get to a vote. So I think that was a calculated decision based on her political fortunes. I think it was the right one. I think the leadership in the Democratic Party knew all along that'd be the case. But that's to me the easy one. There's a lot more here. This methane rule has been an interesting one. Again, you have the Native American oil development tribe in the state, which would be the three affiliated tribes. Very important rule to them. Again, it was a midnight late rule by the Obama administration, so it should be an easy one to overturn. And again, she can't come out and say she's in favor of it. So, and then wants to claim energy development. So I don't know. I think Gorsuch was an easy one for her because they were, the Democrats were not going to stand in lockstep against him, knowing they probably were going to get to a simple up or down vote anyway, and the Republicans had the vote. So are they going to take the political loss for that? I think it'd be a dumb political decision on the part of Heidi Heitkamp to vote no on an up or down vote. So my answer to you is my guess is yes. She knew what she was saying when she said, I'll vote yes.
Okay. Yesterday on Fox News, they had on there that in the last 100 years, there's only been four times where there's been a up and down, straight up and down vote on a Supreme Court justice. And I wasn't aware of that. So I thought that nuclear thing was used a few years ago with Harry Reid. And I thought that was the first time, but I was uninformed. So, but anyway, I just want to tell you, Scott, you do a great job. And thank you for keeping us informed on all these issues.
Well, thanks for the comments. I appreciate it. My understanding is, they call it the nuclear option. I don't think that's the right term for it, honestly, because, what we're talking about is returning the rules to the way they were prior to Harry Reid and the Democrats in 2000. And when they said, we're going to block a whole bunch of Bush nominees to the court. So it's really not the nuclear option. The Democrats broke the rules to change the rules. That's what they did. What the Republicans will do, and I hope they do it and do it quick. I'd quit messing around myself. Just get it to the simple majority. That's how it worked for Clarence Thomas. That's how it ought to work for Neil Gorsuch and Ruth Bader Ginsburg or anybody else. I appreciate the call. Tim and Bismarck. I do too, actually. Yes, Tim, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I just wanted to call in. I'm the vice president of the Freedom Riders out of Bismarck. And I just wanted to tell Todd and iHeartMedia, thank you for all their support that they gave us over the last weekend. We had our motorcycle classic, which we do yearly, and then we have an auction for the disabled vets. And Todd was there with Carrie, and we were able to raise $5,000 for Carrie's kids, but we were able to give $40,000 to the disabled vets again, and that puts our total up to close to $400,000 for them.
Holy
with the help of the community. So,
well, thank you, and the Freedom Riders, Tim. Thank you. We're going to a break, but I appreciate the call and agree with you on the good folks at iHeartMedia, Bismarck, and Todd and the whole crew. Do a lot of good work for a lot of good folks. That's what we're all here to do on radio. More coming up.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Especially if it's a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 with some great tread left on the tires. This thing, a great universal tractor for tillage, spraying with your grain cart. Comes with a 540 and 1000 PTO. But there's more! Wait, there's more, ladies and gentlemen, because when you buy it from Titan Outlet Store, there is more. Yes, you not only. The nice thing about it, my friends at Titan, see, they give you wholesale pricing. So you're getting, guaranteed iron, but it's at outlet prices. But it comes with value added, Todd. Here's a little example of value added. Warranty, money back guarantee. So they've thoroughly inspected this equipment. It is at outlet prices. And if you tell them Scott sent you, there's one more little bonus. 11% off. So you can't make this up. So this, back to the 2011 Case IH Magnum 290, $124,618 for this. You get the Titan 12-month, 500-hour warranty, 10% down, and you own it. Excellent planter, sprayer, harvest tractor, great return on investment, and the 11% off deal, too. So, TitanOutletStore.com or call them at 218-233-3700 online, TitanOutletStore.com. They're in Glendon off Minnesota Exit 6. What's a favorite life lesson for you? One that just sticks. That's why I was most impressed with this youngster. I mean, the golf is cool and fun, and I'm impressed that he's, doing well in the golf department and trying to get better, and maybe we'll see him on the PGA Tour someday. I think that's kind of cool. We're going to call him before the end of the hour. Hopefully, he will answer the phone, unlike the post office. Unlike the post office. Yes, we had somebody call. We like getting answers to your questions. And somebody earlier called and said, why isn't President Trump's picture hanging up at the Bismarck Post Office? So we said, we'll call.
I hope they don't mean like a wanted poster.
No, I think they mean sort of like at some of the VA hospitals around the world.
Oh,
I'm guessing. We'll ask. I don't know. Anyway, you've been calling since we raised that a half hour ago, and no answers, Todd. Is that right? Ring, 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 ring. No answer?
Yep.
So I don't doubt everybody at the Bismarck Post Office listens to what's on your mind. And right there to the mighty, legendary voice of the Northern Plains 550 K-Fire. So they probably now will answer the phone when you call again. So give it another try, will you?
And, okay, I'll do that. That's a good point.
You can even offer, if they'll come on the radio and ask us answer our question about the picture. We'll give them a little plug for the new service the post office is launching, where They will, if you opt in, if you choose to give them your email address, the Postal Service will now email you a little preview of what you're going to be getting in your mail.
Doesn't that seem creepy?
You're waiting for
something. I'd like to have it. I'm afraid of who all might end up with it, though, of, you know, finding out everybody else's mail.
You just stop ordering those, you know, fancy ladies' leggings that you wear, then you wouldn't have anything to worry about. Just don't order anything.
Hey, I'm losing weight. I need the right size. Come on. Help me out here. Help a guy out here.
Anyway, back to life lessons. Here's some of your texts. My life lesson is do your duty no matter what your station in life. Another is everything happens for a reason. I tell you what, if you can live that one, you're really doing well. And if you just say, not, oh, I can't even believe it. Why'd this happen? There's a reason behind this. Because everything happens for a reason. What's the reason? Now, I would argue 9 times out of 10, there's no way you'll know, at least right away. But not a bad one. Cool, calm, collected will always win any confrontation. See, these are salad. So glad we did this today. My two big life lessons are you reap what you sow and treat others as you want to be treated, says another. Another listener, if that young gentleman is looking for donations to help, could you please inform me of his address, name, etc.? I'm an avid golfer and I'd love to help. I will do it. We're going to try and get him on the phone by the end of the program, but I'll give you his telephone number right now. I don't want to give his address out just because, if, you know, I was his mom or dad. I wouldn't necessarily want that, but I'll give you his phone number and his email right now. How about that? Grab a pen. 701-566-2346. His name is Seth Bittner, B-I-T-T-N-E-R. 701-566-2346. His email is Seth, C-T-H, I, like the letter I, you know, the I in my eye, to see out of my eye, you get you. Bittner, B-I-T-T-N-E-R, Seth I. Bittner, B-I-T-T-N-E-R, @gmail.com. Just remember two T's. In Bittner, otherwise it's pretty simple. Seth I. Bittner @gmail.com, 701-566-2346. Suppose he's in school, right? So if I call him, we're not going to get him. I don't know. Let's see here. Mike Perm, Minnesota. What's on your mind? Mike, are you
Hello?
There?
Hello. Yeah, sorry. You know, I like your lessons for life, and I have one for you. That I live by,
okay.
By the author G.K. Chesterton. It says,
oh boy.
How much larger your life would be if yourself could become smaller in it.
How's
that
good.
One sound to you, Scott? Oh, it's you were talking about golf.
First of all, I've never known a bad one by G.K. Chesterton, but that one is right up there.
Oh, absolutely. So,
being, and this is, I gotta remind myself, 20 times a day about this one, so I'm not trying to be preachy, but I, on Saturdays, when I am, tasked with numerous lists that I'd rather not have to tackle, you know, like, can you get rid of that pile in this garage? Can you go, you know, just the honeydew
mm-hmm.
list that we all have, right? I try and say over my head a million times, selfless, right? You know, who cares about you? It's not about you. It's about it. Everything else, and, you know, you're there to serve others, and, you know, selfless.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that one rings true with Mr. Chesterton. That's a good one.
Oh, Scott?
Yes?
I pulled a gag gift on my dad one year talking about golf. I sent him a big poster with the Three Stooges in their 1930s golf clothing, and underneath it says, golf with your friends. My dad said that he'd get me back for that one of these days. What can I tell you? He's an avid golfer.
That's pretty good. Speaking of
okay.
a beautiful Perm, by the way, this young man, one of the tournaments he's going to be in is in early August at the Perm Lakeside Golf Club. And
cool. That's a beautiful course out there. It's really nice.
Yeah.
And their clubhouse serves a real good lunch, too.
the legendary Kenny Nelson from, of course, Barrel of Fun fame, did some good work to get that course cranking, and so did Bob Johnson from Keep It Local. There's some good community leaders out there in Perm. Good folks. Nice to hear from you. Mike, thank you. Jim and Bismarck, you're next. What's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah, are you there?
I am. Loud and clear. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. I'm calling in about the school lunch program under the new Obama administration, or I guess the previous administration. They have a program in Bismarck where you can go eat with your kids. And I've been there twice, and under the federal guidelines, the kids have to take everything that's offered to them, whether they're going to eat it or not. So a result of that is you should see the amount of milks that are, that have never been opened, like cartons of milks that have never even, the seal been cracked, that go in the garbage. The yogurts, that the kids have to take that are never opened, that go in the garbage. Bags of chips that have never been opened by the students, go in the garbage if they don't eat it. Or, like anything, it could be, nuts that are in a sealed package, how you get in the convenience store. All of that stuff that isn't eaten goes in the garbage. So, let's say at one of the elementaries there are 600 kids there. Like, on any given day, talking to the food service workers, there's 300 milks that go in the garbage that have never been unsealed. But yet we have kids that don't have enough money for snacks, and if it's not a Title I school, the teachers a lot of times are paying out of their own pocket to get these kids snacks that their parents can't afford. There's got to be a way where those food items that are sealed and never opened could be saved and used again, but they don't. They go in the garbage. And this isn't just in Bismarck. This is nationwide. So think about the waste, the resources, taxpayer dollars, and the effect it has on the environment also. It's just a huge waste. And the teachers and the staff at the schools are sick about it. But once that piece of food, that item that's in a sealed bag, hits the student's plate, if they don't use it, it has to go in the trash.
Unbelievable. And yes, this is all a product of the Michelle Obama leftovers
yes.
of the...
Yes, in years past, that stuff could go to the center of the table, and it could be reused. But under that new policy, nationwide, I just couldn't imagine the amount of milk that's in the garbage in a sealed container, the chips that have never been opened that are in the trash. I mean, and then, we got a thing in the mail asking for backpacks for kids, donating money and food items for kids that don't have, enough to eat on a weekend. But yet, thousands of pounds and dollars of food goes in the garbage during the week. It's just a terrible waste.
Yeah, what is it protecting? What's better about that?
I have no idea. And I asked the food service personnel, they're standing by the garbage because they have a separate garbage for the milk, and it takes, six of them to carry it out of all these milk, cartons that have never been opened. They said their hands are tied. It's the federal guidelines.
Yeah. And that's
so on any given day, if you take... Yeah, I just wanted you to be aware of that, and maybe a question for Kevin Kramer if there's something that can be done about that, because it is a terrible waste of resources.
Yeah, exactly. Rev, can we turn that around at Jim's call? If you can give me the the run through on it, then we'll play that for Kevin. And I know Senator Hoeven worked hard on that change. I remember some kind of a waiver that happened on a portion of it. It was a funny story out of Divide County where they were, kids were taking barbecue grills to school so they could, during recess, go out and actually have a real lunch because the school lunch wasn't enough. It was so ridiculous. And I thought that problem got fixed, but obviously there's still more to fix because this is still going on, right, Jim?
Yes.
All right, we will check it out. Stay tuned, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll see if Todd got an answer at the post office. Share some more of your calls, 800-228-0550.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make the choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Autotel Power Company.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Yeah, I was up at the VA clinic at the Minot Air Base here a while back. And I don't remember seeing Trump's picture there either, but I do remember seeing Obama's picture there a while back, but I don't remember Trump's picture ever being there.
All right. This came up because we had a call earlier about why President Trump's photo was not at the post office. Todd did get a hold of someone at the post office, and they said, what, Todd?
They said they're and that's all they were allowed to say.
We're doing some remodeling, and that's all. You know, that's all I'm allowed to say. We're doing remodeling. I would think remodeling would be like take Obama's picture down, don't put Trump's up. That seems like remodeling. That seems like political agenda. Yeah. So anyway, what we're going to do some more digging on that. We have another number for one of the regional supervisors for the post office. We had another question asked why there's no picture of the president on the wall of the federal building. So we're going to do some digging in here. Okay. We'll do some more digging. We're on it. And if you have a question on it, let us know because we're happy to dig. 800-228-0550. We got some great life lessons here too. I'll share some more of those in a moment. I'll take a moment to tell you about my friends at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Your chance to hear about, take a look at one of the sharpest set of wheels on the Northern Plains. They've got two great stores, one in Bismarck, now a location in Valley City. And this week's featured vehicle is a 2010 Buick Enclave. Cocoa metallic is the color. It's the CXL package, so you got leather, quad bucket heated seats, cashmere and tan interior. And today only, they've got it priced at, are you ready? $18,730. Hop online, check it out at PucklettsValleyCity.com. See it for yourself. And they always have this huge selection of mint condition one-owner vehicles. You save a ton of money on a car, truck, or SUV that's like new. And a lot of times they know who owned it, who bought it new, so they know the story behind the vehicle. This is a 2010 Buick Enclave. 35,000 miles on it is all. On sale today for a great price. If you tell them you heard about it from me, $18,730. Great price. Worth the drive. Pucklett's. North Dakota's home for Chevy. How about that? So, Todd, I am getting a, I'm going to give you a telephone number here. I guess, Manny, you'll be the one that will call this for young Seth, our golfer friend that had all these great life lessons that we shared earlier today. I'd sent him a text earlier saying, do you have time to chat on the radio? So we'll see if we can get him on before the end of the hour here or the start of the next hour, whatever works. Let's go to the phone calls here. Glenn Mandan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I'd like to make comments about that Trump photo in the post office. And the post office people call that remodeling. When they put Trump's picture up, that's going to be an upgrade, not a remodeling.
Touché,
maybe that's what they meant. They're doing some home improvements, aren't they? Yeah, we'll look at it that way. I like it, Glenn. Thank you very much. Sarah and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is an amendment to the Senate Bill 2003, which is the higher education funding bill, that came over to the House of Representatives yesterday. And in the Appropriations Committee, they added an amendment to Section Number 7, which prohibits all the use of all private and appropriated funds for the NDSU nursing program in Bismarck. Essentially, what this means is that the NDSU nursing program in Bismarck will have to close immediately. In visiting with some legislators, there seems to be some misinformation. The thought is that amongst legislators is that by doing this, they would just be forcing Stanford to take the program back, which this program was part of. I mean, originally it was Med Center One College of Nursing, and then it was taken over when Stanford took over. It was Stanford College of Nursing. And so I'm not sure how it happened, but it got transferred to NDSU Nursing as a Bismarck site, as a Bismarck program. The problem in trying to force Stanford to take the program back is that the program loses accreditation. If Stanford even could take the program back, the program would lose accreditation. This means
we need to dig into this a little bit. You're right, sir. I'm cutting you off just because we're getting close to the end of the hour.
Okay.
But there is a story out there about this today that Chancellor Hagerat from the university system and also President Brashani say this was just discovered yesterday and that it would force this nursing program to shut down. Obviously, we have a need for nurses right now. So do you know who the biggest opponent and proponents are of this? Like who's Do you know who's in
it's
favor
my
of
that it, of, well, I understand it. It's my understanding that it's Representative Bob Martinson, who is the chairperson of the Appropriations Committee, who is sort of the proponent of trying to send the program back to Sanford. And obviously, the Board of Nursing, I mean, everybody in nursing education, everybody who cares about nursing education in the city of Bismarck and the surrounding community.
Well, I tell you what I promise, and we're not going to be able to get to it today, but I will promise we'll put it on the docket to dig into this a little bit, get somebody from each side very soon. Thanks for the call, Sarah. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Sing into spring with Gate City Bank. Stop in April 3rd through 8th to open a totally free checking account. You'll receive a free gift and a free My School Spirit or My Card Creation ATM and check card. Your Gate City Bank ATM and check card lets you use any ATM for free with unlimited automatic fee refunds. Join us April 7th for cupcakes and a chance to win a $500 gift card. It's the Sing into Spring event at Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC, no purchase or account necessary to enter the drawing.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.